I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report is up now with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie's talking about the color blue, as in blue potatoes.
Blue is the color of my summer. It is expansive like the sea and the sky, royal like a queen, round like a blueberry, ocean salty like bluefish. Blue is also the color of the free lollipop I take from the bank. Blue is the Blue Moon ice cream and popsicles from my childhood. Their flavor was, I don't know, it was just blue. When you think about it, there aren't a whole lot of naturally occurring blue foods or vegetables, but there are a few that are pretty astonishing. Consider blue potatoes. I met up with 92-year-old Bob Daniels, also known as the Potato Man. He grows all kinds of potatoes. Bob is a regular at the West Tisbury Farmers Market, and though he didn't feel like talking to me on tape, Lynn Daniels, his daughter, was at the market, and she told me about the blues they grow on their farm in Edgartown.
We got three different blue potatoes this year. One is a blue gold, so it's a blue skin potato, and the center inside is gold, like a Yukon gold, so it's called a blue gold. Then we have a Peruvian blue, which is more blue, and then we have a purple one, which the name actually escapes me. It's a Russian something.
That's the Russian blue variety that Lynn is referring to. It's almost a deep purple inside. The Daniels family has been growing blues for about a dozen years in sandy soil that's mixed with compost.
The blue potatoes are supposed to be more nutrients in the blues.
Naturally occurring blue foods are higher in antioxidants, which are known to be beneficial to our health in all kinds of ways.
I know that in the Andes down in Machu Picchu, they have over 200 different kinds of blue potatoes.
I cooked with blue potatoes a long time ago. I remember it well. I roasted them alongside a chicken. But I didn't anticipate how determined a true blue would be in holding onto its color. The potatoes were delicious in the chicken drippings with onions and garlic, thyme and lemon. But the color was just off-putting enough that I haven't tried them since, because they turned the chicken juices a kind of gray. I actually thought something was wrong with my iron skillet. Basically, blue potatoes had me freaked out.
How do you find people's approach to blue potatoes? Are they interested or curious or what is it?
Some turn their nose up, but you can usually tell someone that hasn't tried a potato like the blues because they buy the purple skin with the white inside. They figure they're just going to peel it. Nobody else is going to know. Their family. It's kind of a weird reaction. Anybody that's adventuresome will try them.
Lynn likes them best mashed with garlic and butter. She calls them dirty blues because she leaves the skins on. For family gatherings and barbecues, she'll make a mess of red, white, and blue potato salad, adding a little vinegar to the cooking water in order to hold the potato's color.
I usually do about 4 pounds of potatoes, mixed colors, chunk them up. I leave the skins on and put a little vinegar in the water. You cover your potatoes with water, put a teaspoon, tablespoon of vinegar, and cook them until they're done. And then I dump them, rinse them, and I use probably 6 eggs, hard-boiled eggs. I always throw them in with the potatoes when I cook the potatoes so I don't have a second pan. And just chop that up, a little mayonnaise, celery, salt and pepper, and that's it. Voila.
Does the water turn blue when you cook them?
Yeah. Yep. Blue, red, depends, or pink. Sometimes it's like a purple because it's blues and reds that I'm doing, but yeah, a little bit different color.
Sounds beautiful.
delicious.
Cooking with blue potatoes is like playing with paint. It's fun. They're unexpected and tasty. You can try them now, fresh off the farm, and then buy a bunch and store them in a cool, dark place like you would any other potato. And then come this fall, just when you need a little something special, cook up the color of this last summer.
I'm going to buy some potatoes now.
Okay. Blue?
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can see some photos of blue potatoes right on our website at capeandislands.org. This edition of the Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.